This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By the way, Audible is having a 2-for-1 sale. So, if you use the Audible trial that I just gave you, you can get 2 books for one price. For the price of one. 2 books for the price of one. Go get it. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Very delicious. And put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. Do it. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Yeah, we know what we're going to be talking about this week. More politics. And by stackup.org. Great, great community. You know what happened today. Future Game Showcase happened. We'll get to that here in a minute, but we will start today with why Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is going to PlayStation. We got 2 sites for this, GamesRadar.com and IGN.com. And as what we know, Indiana Jones will be coming to PlayStation 5 next spring. So on the Xbox channel, Phil Spencer was asked about how Indiana Jones, the exclusivity period, was going to happen. And what Spencer did say was, quote, "What I see when I look is that our franchises are getting stronger. Our Xbox console players this year are as high as they've ever been. So I look at it and I say, our player numbers are going up for the console platform. Our franchises are as strong as they've ever been. And we run a business." Now, he also added that the Xbox multi-platform was more about bringing money to the Microsoft gaming business. Direct quote from IGN. But that did bring some pressure onto Microsoft to bring a bigger revenue flow because of that $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard. So, further quote, "And we run a business. It's definitely true inside Microsoft, the bar is high for us in terms of delivery we have to give back to the community because we get a level of support from the company that's just amazing and what we're able to go to do." Yeah. Further quote, "So I look at this. How can we make our games as strong as possible? Our platform continues to grow on console and PC and on cloud. It's just going to be a strategy that works for us." Now, Xbox did have some cuts from their staff, and the Xbox Series X and S sales did drop. So what they did and what they talked about was the pressure on the industry. And he did say that the industry was growing, but there had to be some changes within the business just to keep Xbox healthy. But he also said that they might have been focused on the wrong things. And that's after the cuts did happen. So we did get one side of the argument for Indiana Jones going to PlayStation 5. We'll keep an eye on the story because I suspect there'll be some fallout from the fans. Sometimes moves like that does have some fallout. But there's going to be some fallout now. Oh boy. The Future Game Awards. I'm sorry, the Future Game Show. Not awards. The Future Game Show presented by Civilization 7. Did drop just a few minutes ago. And that show took over 90 minutes. And the post show happened too. And that took about another 20 to 30 minutes on top of that. So here is everything that happened here. Mars Attracts, which is part of the Mars Attacks timeline. And this is going to be a roller coaster attraction game. Yeah. So go have fun with that. It'll be releasing in 2025. They also showed Spine, which is going to be quite the fighting game, and that'll be coming to PC and consoles. The Explorator, which will have some 2D animation and some 3D worlds, where you get to explore a lost city and unravel some mysteries. And you're gonna have to fight some army of goblins. That'll be up on Steam soon, but the demo's out now. And of course, we had to have some stuff about Sid Meier's Civilization 7, where they did show some gameplay, and they showed the narration of Gwendoline Christie, and she'll be the narrator. It all looks really good. Not my type of game, but if you guys want it, February 11th, 2025, it will be yours. Now, I don't know if you saw this one, because if you're up on twitch.tv/Dawnforge, sometimes this game would come up, which is Black Myth Wukong, and that game is now out. But they did show some gameplay with it, so if you want it, go get it. Then they showed Frog. Croak is the game, and that's going to be a side-scrolling type of game, so you can go have fun with that. And then they showed Monaco 2, which is the sequel of the Monaco that showed up in 2013, and that is going to be quite the stealing of things. So if you want to steal some money, go check out Monaco 2. That will be coming soon to PC. No release date. Raven's Watch was right after that, and now it is coming from the Curse of the Dead Gods, where it is a cooperative roguelike action game where you get to try to save your world. Early access is September 26th, and the full console release will be coming probably not too long after that. Zero Space was also shown, and the people from StarCraft did give an update on Zero Space. So, it is coming. Don't know when. Then came We'll Follow the Light, and that is an adventure game with some very harsh, weathered environments, and that will be coming to PC and consoles next year. Greedfall: The Dying World also showed up, and the sequel to the 2019's Greedfall will be coming September 24th for early access. That's Greedfall 2, The Dying World. Then came Akambot, which is a buddy co-op platformer, and that'll be out next year, basically August 29th, for PC and console. Then came Phantom Line, and that was a deep dive for the game for some scary type of things that are going on within the game. And that'll be coming soon to PC. Want to do a little bit more scary stuff? Well, this one didn't seem too scary. Caravan Sandwich. Not sandwich. It's not a hamburger. It's not a peanut butter sandwich. It's Sandwich. Was quite the exploring and sci-fi type of game. That'll be coming to PC. Then they said, here, Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power Season 2. Coming to Amazon Prime. August 29th. So begins the new season. 8 days from now. Okay. Then they went to Rogue Waters. And that is a roguelike pirate type game. And you get to tame the beasts that will rule over seven seas. And that will come to PC September 30th. 3 days before that, you'll get to see Dwarven Realms. And it's an ARPG, basically almost like Diablo. And that will have a full launch September 27th. And we got to see Dimensionals again. There's a demo that's on Steam right now. But they did show a bit more fight scenes and some comic book cutscenes. Okay, cool. Defuse came after that. So, if you want something like Counter-Strike 2, and this one may be a little bit cheaper, well, it is being made. The closed alpha will be in October for this game. Or you can just go to Bloomtown. This is a kind of scary turn-based animated adventure game. It's coming to PC and consoles this September. Now, if you got VR, Steam VR and MetaQuest, you can get All On Board, because that's going to have all of the cards and some board games, and that'll be on Steam VR and MetaQuest. No release date. Exoborn, I believe this is an update for that one. The developers from SharkBob did provide some insights from Exoborn. Once again, no release date, but you can get to playtest it if you go to the official website. Then we go to something whimsical. Fast Penguin. Yeah, that's not going to be the last time we're going to hear about penguins. But this is a Fall Guys type game. And this will go to PC and consoles this September. Then came Lost Skies. And this is going to be a kind of a flying game. Survival type game. Where you can set up shop on some floating islands. No release date. Then they went to an FGS spotlight montage because they made a call out to the developers and said, if you want your stuff to show up here, you gotta do this, this, and this. And some of these people did all that. So they went to Endzone 2, Tomentor, Swap Meet, Sea Power, Naval Combat, Missile Age, Stormforge, and Dark Sky. A lot of different games. And it went boom, boom, boom. Then they went to Maui the Shapeshifter. That is an inline action platformer. Then we got more information on Atomfall, where we are within a nuclear disaster. And we have to figure out what happened and how to get out. Because Ben Fisher from Rebellion did talk about Atomfall. Atomfall will come to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox next year. And now, once again, this is something that will come out in October, deservedly so. Worshippers of Cthulhu. And this is a cult simulator where you get to make some sacrifices to Cthulhu. Or maybe those cult people could be sacrificed themselves. The Spirit of the Samurai will be coming next fall. And that is going to be quite the adventure for Melee, where you can play as a samurai. They showed like a spirit kid and a cat. So have fun. Starship Troopers, hello. They said that you're gonna be fighting bugs because it's Starship Troopers Extermination. And now be coming to consoles on October 11th this year, but already has early access on PC, said Penguins, right? Los Pringles. More penguins. And it's a penguin party brawler. Yep, that's coming soon. Well, I said that they had the elevator pitch earlier. Well, that was just Game Blitz. This is the elevator pitch. Necro Story, Projected Dreams, Sword AI, and Haunted Paws. Something with dogs in there. Bionic Bay also showed up at the Future Game Show. And that was a puzzle platformer. And that's coming to PC next year. Echoes of Mystarlia. The world premiere trailer did show up. And that's going to be a little bit of a storytelling type game because you're going to be a spellcrafter in this roguelike game coming to PC. And I said on my stream, this game better come out in some October. Nightmare House Reimagined will be coming to PC in 2025. So if you played Nightmare House, this is a remake. And by the way, the original Nightmare House will be free when it comes out. It's going to be on PC. Nightmare House will be really soon. Nightmare House Reimagined will come out next year. God save us all. God save Birmingham. Yep, that game is an open world survival game. And that's where you have to deal with some, I'll say, zombies. Because there's an undead plague. And the new trailer said it'll be coming to PC soon. No release date. And then they came out with a couple quick games. Such as Lost Aliens, Veil of the Witch, Section 13, that's a shooter, and that will come out early next year for just about everything except for Switch. The Stone of Madness, which is coming to PC and consoles early next year. Beyond Galaxy Land, that's a fantasy RPG, that will be released for PC and consoles September 24th. Then they had their Ones to Play montage. Which this is basically the games that are on Steam. Tiny Glade, Miniatures, Animal Flux, Once Fight, Wilmot works it out. Those are the games there. Then they came back with SteamWorld Heist 2, which is a turn-based type game and is out now on PC and consoles. Sunset Hills came out today. And once again, you're playing as a dog. A dog playing as a person. So, it's out today on PC, and will be coming to consoles soon. PBKK came up next. I am not going to try to say the name, pronounce it. No. PBKK is a bunker simulator where you get to play in your bunker, and you get to shoot down spaceships. That's coming to PC in 2025. We talked about this one a long time ago. Squirrel with a Gun. We'll be coming to PC on August 29th, and you get to shoot things. And, well, you're a squirrel with a gun. Then came One-Eyed Linko, and this is a psychological horror game. It'll be probably coming this October. It just says coming soon, but I would say October. Then there's Retrieval. That game was done in Unreal Engine 5 and was done in GeForce. And the visuals were really good. Once again, that's a sci-fi horror game. No release date for that one. Then they went to the expansion pack where they talked about Survival Machine, Exoborn, Truckful, Memoropolis. That's coming out August 29th. Skydance's Behemoth comes out November 14th. Nikorekido, The Magic World, that comes this October. Blackthorn Arena Reforged, Dive the Depths, and Alexia, Warring States, that was a montage. Warden's Rising, coming soon to PC and consoles. Mandragora, coming to PC and consoles. And Post Trauma, coming to PC and consoles on October 29th. I'm done for the day. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.